Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Will you be stressed or serene in 2016? You know, we can't change what's outside of us or fix others. So how do we cope? Audrey Walzer's science-based Learn Mindfulness Meditation course has taught Kim Pagano and hundreds of others in the 805 the tools of mindfulness to downregulate the stress response, even when life gets difficult. Attend a free introduction to mindfulness and register now for upcoming classes in Westlake, Camarillo, and Ventura. Visit mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Be serene in 2016. That's mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com.
To the Brighter Side of Recovery, sponsored by Sober Recovery Center. Finally, a radio show that not only tackles the brighter side of addiction, recovery, mental health, and anything in life that you are recovering from, but also a show with the answers for family, friends, and those who love an addict. Hosted by award-winning radio show host and motivational leader Kim Pagano, Sherry Gaba, a psychotherapist and certified recovery coach, and Jennifer Chastain, an advocate for the community. Tune in for the Brighter Side of Recovery on the Kim Pagano Show from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. They bring you the experts, authors, and professionals that speak to the issues that are important to you, the listener. Give them the questions, and they will bring you the solutions to whatever you are recovering from. And now, here's Ventura County's favorite radio show host, it's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, and I hope that everybody had an amazing Christmas yesterday. Rod Esputo is in the house in the house with us. Thank you so much, and thank you so much for being here. How was your Christmas?
My Christmas was awesome. It was great. Spent it with my daughter and my mom and my family, and it was awesome. It was beautiful.
There you go. Nice. We had so much fun with you the last couple weeks when you were here, and thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, again, if you are just tuning in with us for the first time, this is the Brighter Side of Recovery, and of course sponsored by Sober Recovery Center, and I want to thank them. Sherry is not here today, but we thank her for being a part of our show. Of course, it's the holidays, and sometimes the holidays are a little hard for people, and so it's a perfect time to have the show. I mean, tell a little bit about what you do.
I've been an interventionist since February of 89, and I've done over 880 some odd interventions. And holidays are really critical because, you know, it's always a time to look at what you have and what you don't have. I think sometimes people have a tendency to look at what they don't have or who's not in their life. I'm also guilty of that as well.
We all are. I mean, we're human, and that's
absolutely.
It. Yeah, we're humans doing, how do they say it? Humans doing human things, right? Or yeah. Tom, what? How do you say it?
I would say humans being.
Okay, humans
being.
That on
an
I like that. Okay,
special.
See, yeah,
I saw
there
it
you
on an after
okay, good.
Special.
I love it.
I don't
but
know what I'm doing.
But you know what? We are. We're all just trying to be our best. And you know, we all look at other people and think their lives are better, and we think that, you know, they have more, or that we could have done this better. We're always just we have that negative thinking, and this is a show that we're really just trying to put it on the table and say, you know what? You're enough. You are enough with whatever you have, whoever you are, whoever you're with, whatever your family is doing. You know, we all have problems, and I want to just say you're enough, and that's what it's all about. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in right now, I'm so glad that you're here. I want to give out our phone number, 419-0008, 419-0008. That's 805. If you have something going on in your life and you need some support, in any way possible, I'd love to get the right people to you and help you. Don't, you know, there's so many people think that this is it. There's no, you know, think out of the box. There's lots of ways right. that we can get help for our families, our children, our parents, our ourselves, all of that. I just want to urge that, you know, there's so many people that are troubled and think that, you know, this is it.
It's a very famous saying. People in recovery, regardless of what you're recovering from, always look at how they feel as being forever.
Forever.
You know, it's notoriously how they can get wrapped up into how they feel right now as being forever. And it's just a lie that our head tells us. You know, I really believe that.
I love that. Thank you so much. Our guests today are Dr. Lauren Castine, and we're going to be talking a little bit about love addiction. This is going to be a good one, I could tell. And then also David Zasloff. We're talking about negative thinking and recovery. And some of us, we just can't get out of that. And so this is a chance to really hear the brighter side of recovery. Of course, I want to start off with a moment of motivation. Understanding is the first step to acceptance, and only with acceptance can there be recovery. So just to start off with, I do want to remind you that we love to give back to our listeners. And go on our Facebook, follow us on there, Kim Pagano Show. Go to our iTunes and download our podcast there that is at iTunes, Kim Pagano Show. Subscribe to it. Also, if you are a business anywhere that you're listening right now and you have a business or you have any event that's coming up and you would love to be a part of the Kim Pagano Show, I want to make that happen for you. Call me right now. Leave me your name and your number, and then I'll get back with you. 805-419-0008. If you need to spread the word about what you're doing, I want to be that person for you. I want to get you on our radio show, all of our shows. We've got lots of great outlets. I can get the word out for you. So I would love to do that for 2016. Tom, you want to talk about some of our giveaways?
Excellent giveaways. Kim, let's start off with the food. Pete's Breakfast House. We have Lure Fish House. Great place to go. Nice dinners there. Freebird's World Burrito, fun for the whole family. Lazy Dog Cafe, fun for the pets. Urbane Cafe, Midtown Cafe, Veggie Grill. We also have Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Paul Martin's Famous Dave's, and Free Kids Meal. That's at The Habit. Funny stuff happening with Jason Love and Randy Lubitz, two great comedians. Westlake Village, that's happening January 6th. And that's at the Westlake Village Twin, presenting Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night through December 27th. Simi Valley, that would be tomorrow. Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center presenting Winter Wonderettes. And now through the January 24th. Coming up fast, admission tickets to the Holiday Ice Rink. Just talked to that guy earlier this morning, and that's at the Thousand Oaks Lakes Beautiful Center.
There you go. And let's just start off with Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill right here off of Victoria. Oh, my God, amazing. But they're all over. You can go and see and taste any of their stuff over there. It's so good. So I've got gift certificates for somebody that calls in right now, 805-419-0008. A quick shout out to everybody. I hope that everybody had an amazing Christmas. And you know, we're also busy. We're also busy. We're trying to reach our goals. We've got deadlines. We've got people that are, you know, maybe just need something from us. But just take a moment to really stop and enjoy the people around us. And just tell them thank you for making a footprint in our lives. I want to do that right now and really just say thank you for everybody that makes it possible for me to have the Kim Pagano Show. My listeners, my fans, my co-hosts, Tom Spence, my family, my team, everybody, all my team inside the studio and inside my office that make it possible. And you know, without my team and without all of my listeners, I couldn't be here. And without all of my sponsors, my organizations that help me to help them promote what's going on, that's what it's all about. And I just wanted to take a moment to thank everybody and really just go into the new year with gratitude. I've got a birthday coming up, and you know what? It's just time to kind of look where we've been, look where we're going, and just start to move forward. I do want to invite our first guest on, Dr. Lauren Castine. We're going to be talking about love addiction. Dr. Castine, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Kim. I'm here with Rod and Tom. And tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
I'm actually a clinical psychologist in Los Angeles, and I have my PhD in clinical psychology with an emphasis in depth psychology, which is like working with the unconscious. So from an addiction perspective, the idea is addiction is a symptom. You know, it's not the root cause of our, you know, of what's going on inside of us. It's underneath are all of these issues that are happening. And the healing of those issues is really what helps us move through and beyond addiction and fulfill our potential and thrive and feel liberated internally, all of those wonderful things. I have a number of specialties besides addiction. Also, I work with the LGBTQ community.
What is that?
And that's the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, and queer questioning community. I work with something called the affirmative approach, which looks directly at the trauma of growing up as a sexual or gender minority in the world, and that there's a unique trauma that comes with that feeling, you know, either because there's a lot of phobia, the world is sort of heterosexually oriented and dominated, there's an invisibility. You know, obviously things have really improved in certain areas of the world. It's amazing. We're in this amazing Renaissance time, but there's still a lot of parts of the world where you can even be killed for being gay. So kind of bringing that to light and healing the community from a psychological perspective. We have higher rates of addiction in all kinds of areas. So, and obviously that makes sense if you look at addiction as, you know, why am I medicating? Why am I numbing out? Why am I escaping? Or why am I seeking pleasure to the point of having adverse consequences? Well, it makes sense if you don't feel loved, don't feel like you're worthy.
Why is it that we don't feel loved? What is the bottom of that? And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. We're talking with Dr. Lauren, is it Custine?
Custine.
What is the bottom, what is the deep part of why we don't feel loved?
A lot of times it can just really start deep in childhood, early childhood, when we don't feel seen or understood for who we are as a unique being from the minute we're born. And, you know, I don't like to just blame all the parents for everything, but a lot of times a parent doesn't know how to do that. It's not because they're bad.
Right. But isn't it maybe they weren't loved and they don't know how to share it, and maybe they don't feel, so they're, you know, I mean, like you just said, we can't blame anybody. It's not the blame game.
Or is it someone's interpretation of love? In other words, can that be an issue? This is Rod, by the way, Dr. Lowen.
Absolutely. Hi, Rod. Yeah. It's, you know, ultimately, I think what it is when a child is coming into the world and trying to figure out who they are, you know, there's no, we don't have a consciousness. We don't have any ability to stop our impulses. Parenting is very challenging. But when a child is felt understood for who they are individually, and each of us have, you know, our own way of needing to feel loved, when a parent takes the time to really do that, then the child will grow up feeling more self-love and self-confidence and all of it, you know, from an authentic, integrated place. Yes, exactly. If a parent didn't get that, this is so intergenerational.
Mm. Right.
Now we're going back thousands of years. I mean, if your family lineage, if no one knew how to express love, or if it was like you're seen, not heard, you know, actually no human being responds to, you know, you're seen, not heard. Nobody responds to that. You know, that's a very shaming.
You know what's interesting is to kind of just, you know, I'm remarried, and my first husband was not a touchy-feely person. He really didn't, I don't think his family, even though I guess his family was a little more emotionally aware, I guess you would say.
I like that.
But he wasn't. And so my oldest daughter, and I haven't even told everybody today, but unless you were on my morning shows, but I just had another grandson, and I'm so excited. Thank you. And so we went out to visit my daughter, who is my oldest daughter, with my first husband. And we have kind of like that full circle. I have learned to be more loving, to be more hands-on, mm-hmm. to be, and so mm-hmm. has she. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's from my new husband, you know, 30-something years now. But it's interesting how that was our family code in a sense. Mm-hmm. And now we have a new family code. And right. we've learned a whole nother way.
But Dr. Kathleen, yeah. can I get your definition of what emotionally available is?
Emotionally available or unavailable? I'm available?
Yeah.
Available.
Okay. So my definition of emotionally available is when you are there for the other person, you listen to them, you see them, you're able to give love, you're able to receive love, you are able to be of service at times when needed, compromise, not always put yourself first, but also don't never put yourself first. So, you know, a really healthy person and a healthy relationship starts with self-love, honestly, because so many of us lack that. You know, it starts with that. And from that, then you can really authentically give love and be open. It doesn't mean that you're not going to be afraid at times. I think it's kind of like analogous to the definition of courage. You know, the definition of courage, feel the fear and do it anyway. Emotionally available is you may feel sometimes like closing up, or you may feel like not being available, or you may feel ambivalent sometimes, or you know, whatever it is, but you keep going through the motions, you keep presenting yourself, you keep loving yourself and loving other people, and, you know, learning that tool, learning that skill, that you can really have the life that all of us crave.
Wow, I love it. Talk to us about love addiction. And in fact, you know, we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us, and then we can go further deeper into that?
Sure, of course.
Okay, great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. I'm Kim. I'm here with Rod. Thank you so much again for being
You're
here.
Welcome.
Tom, and of course, our phone number here is 419-0008. 419-0008. We're talking with Dr. Lauren Costine. We're talking about love addiction. When we come back, we're going to continue that. I do want to give something away, and I have, let's see here. What do I have? How about some The Habit? I've got gift certificates to The Habit, and these are actually for the kids. So if you'd love to take your grandchildren or your children to The Habit, I'd love to give those to you. Call us right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. In fact, I'll throw a pair of tickets to the holiday ice rink at the lakes at Thousand Oaks. You'll be a great parent or a great grandparent. So with that, call in right now. Again, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery.
So sad, the tears are in your eyes. Come on and come to me.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Thank you so much for being here. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. We do have our morning shows. I always want to give a little shout out to all of my advertisers. If you are using somebody that you heard on our show, I'd love you to just mention that you found them on our show. We've got some great people, and I'd love to just share those all with you. Also, I want to thank everyone that had called up and bought gift certificates for their loved ones for hair therapy for me, and I can't wait to meet all of them. And also to our winners out there that had won, I do want to throw one out right now. If you're looking for a new look, I always say it, look good, feel good, do good. I'd love to give away a hair therapy appointment right now. And with me here at the Kim Pagano Show, call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. We're talking with Dr. Lauren Castine, and of course, I'm Kim. I'm here with Rod and, of course, Tom, and we're talking about love addiction. What is exactly love addiction? Is it where it doesn't fill us? We can't get enough. We need it from multiple people. What is that?
It's actually all of the above and more. So, you hit on some good points there. It's a number of things, and it's kind of misleading because, we don't want to pathologize love. I certainly don't want to pathologize love, but it's when someone's need for love gets out of control and becomes an addiction. And, it's a process addiction, kind of in the addiction world. In other words, it's not like drugs or alcohol. You don't want to ever give it up completely. You can't be abstinent from love. That's not the idea. So you learn how to heal the addiction and then be able to experience love in a healthy way. So it comes in a number of forms. There's really a couple of them. There's the love addict, there's the love avoidant, and there's the love ambivalent. So, and someone can kind of live all three in their lifetime. It really is relationship dependent. But most people fall into one category or another, for the most part. So love addict is all that you just said. They might be, they might seem like relationship junkies. You know, they might jump from one relationship to another, always seeking a relationship. They're on all of these online services, and they're on multiple of them. When they do get in a relationship, they seem insatiable in the relationship. Both of them, all of the types, it's really an intimacy disorder. In other words, they don't really understand, and they have a difficult time being able to have true intimacy, which includes the good, bad, and the ugly of a relationship.
Right. Dr. Castine, what about, women or men that are in a marriage? Is there a lot of that, love addiction, in marriages, in relationships?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And in long-term relationships, it can be seen in situations where someone stays in a relationship much longer than they should. Maybe the person's emotionally abusive or completely, totally unavailable or unfaithful or what have you, and they stay anyway through all of that. And obviously that can, say that they have very low self-esteem, or they're very codependent and they don't love themselves enough to get out. They're too afraid.
Is there ever a time that somebody would stay and because the other person wants to get help? What about that?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the best case scenario.
Yeah.
If you have a partner and it's not working, and there's really good therapies out there, emotionally focused therapy, and they kind of deal with each client, each person's kind of trauma that they bring into the relationship. Because what happens when two people connect very deeply, we always end up triggering each other.
Do you do any actual love addiction interventions?
I don't at this point. I'm doing so many other things. I just wrote and published my first book called Lesbian Love Addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been kind of promoting that. And
how long did it take you to write it? That's my question. I'm trying to finish my book, and I'm just trying to get an idea of these people.
That's a good question.
Thank you.
You know, is it from the idea came to you or literally writing it?
Yeah, both.
Okay. So for me, for this book, it was about 2 years.
Okay. And then and I didn't get your book yet. I hope it's in the mail. But how long is your book? Is it big?
No, it's only 200 pages.
Okay.
It's a self-help. I really write so that anyone can understand what's going on. It's for the everyday person. It's not for clinicians, even though it's for, you know, it's also for therapists too, to help to understand this better, because a lot of therapists out there right now are working with a lot of clients that are suffering from this addiction, but they don't really have the tools yet on how to do it. It's been around for a while, but it's also new, if that makes sense.
Right,
you know,
right.
And so
what are we going to find in your book? What would be if your partner or you are suffering from love addiction? Let's just say with the best case scenario is you still love this person, you're willing to forgive them, they want to work on it. You know, I always look at the brighter side, right?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, and you both want to go into counseling together, and they want to work with you. Obviously, there's cases where, you know, if they've been intimate with somebody else or gone out of the marriage or the relationship, that they're going to have to deal with all that, correct?
Yes. Oh, yes. There's a whole forgiving piece around that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you cover that in your book?
I do, actually, yes. But it's as far as forgiving somebody around that, I mean, that really is an individual case. Some people can and some people can't.
Mm.
And it really depends on how much that hurt them, you know?
Right.
I think the most important thing to understand, and a lot of takeaways around this my book and kind of this idea, is it's how we connect, you know, how do we connect to people? Are we needing them to fill us up, or are we needing them to fill us up, and then once we get that person kind of hooked in, do we then become unavailable?
Mm. Wow.
And this happens all the time. Mm. And there are a lot of partnerships right now, marriages or live-in relationships, where that dynamic is going on, and both people are suffering terribly. And that one of the sure signs to know that that's happening is if you're obsessed with your relationship.
Right.
Like
now, you know, you're talking about love addiction, okay? But what about marriages that they've been together for years, you know, kids and maybe, you know, life problems, jobs, just the everyday stress gets in the way.
Or they hit a level of complacency where they no longer are able to be...
wanting to be intimate.
Wanting,
maybe,
exactly.
Yeah, maybe their partner's not available to them, and so they start to wander, but they love their partner, but they, you know, it's not really what they want, or somebody else makes themselves, available to the partner, and of course they're vulnerable at that time, and it's so easy, they just do it.
Yeah.
Those are a lot of the cases, correct?
Yes, there's a lot of the cases, and it's still salvageable. Really, though, both people need to be willing to make it work. I mean, and willing to seek help and getting, you know, some professional help to kind of get through the weeds of what happened.
Or the conditioning of the relationship.
Where does the disconnect go?
And I think if you've lost the respect, then you're done. Is that true? If you still respect your partner and you think that you can work with him or her, then there's a chance. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Because, there's so many ways to repair and actually learn from whatever is causing the suffering.
You know, it's
in the
interesting. I've heard where you could remarry your partner.
Absolutely.
Okay, and have a new beginning, because it's almost like, you know, God forbid you have a heart attack, right? And you have to start all over. It's something that it's like, take that lesson and run with it.
Relearning.
So yeah. Are we going to find tips in your book, or can you give us some tips?
Yeah, there's some wonderful tips. I mean, first and foremost, even if you have young kids, you've got to have date night. One of the things that is so important is to find quality time with each other.
Yeah.
And as, you know, as unromantic as it sounds, you have to make dates for sex.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you, and we're at the end of our show, so I want to have you back because I love this. I feel like we barely tipped this, okay? We all say, we don't want to plan our sex, okay? But do we need to plan our sex?
Yes, we do.
Okay, it's not like spontaneous, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready. You know, like the candles are lit and we feel it and all that. After 30 years of marriage, you don't plan it anymore, do you? I mean, you don't feel that sometimes. You have to plan it.
You have to, because the spontaneous stuff happens when you're falling in love and you got all these incredible hormones going out. Dopamine and oxytocin, man, they give you all kinds of energy and all kinds of spontaneity. But once you live together and all of that, and you've been, you know, there's just a second phase.
Goes out the window.
To everybody.
Yeah.
That falling in love, maximum feeling of that high is 2 years for all human beings.
Wow.
None of us are immune.
Okay.
So then you go to the second stage, which is setting the dates, the sex dates. Women need to be relaxed to have sex. That's a really important component. If a woman is not relaxed, she's going to be like not in the mood. And
yeah, wait, the kids are going to knock on the door. The phone,
right.
I got to take
care
of these two reports whatever,
and
right?
And that's hardwired from, back when we were cave people. It's like women needed to, we needed to be on high alert because taking care of the kids and kind of taking care of the tribe and stuff like that. So there's a lot of biological reasons that we're wired the way we are. And once we understand those, and all partners, all people in the partnership understand, then you're going to feel good about why you're making these kind of choices, like fate.
God, I
Instead
love
of
it.
Saying, oh, this means,
I know about 10 people who need this book.
I know. I can't wait. Did you send books to me?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes,
okay. I can't wait. Can you download this book?
Yes, it's available. So go to my landing page, which is www.lesbianloveaddiction.com, and there's a bunch of information, and it is available on ebook on Rowan and Littlefield, the publishers. It should be available on ebook on Amazon any day now.
Okay.
And it is available also on Amazon.
Can you send me an ebook?
I can't send an ebook.
Oh, you can't.
It turns out I tried that with my publisher.
Okay.
So it's like, can we send ebooks? They're like, we don't even know.
Oh, you're not available to do that yet. All right. Yeah. I want everybody to get a copy of this. Dr. Christine, I want to have you back. I think this is such a great issue.
Absolutely.
And if you're in Los Angeles, maybe you can head up here just like Rod did and be in studio with us. We'd love to have you.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. I would love to.
All right. Well, thank you so much again.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, happy holidays, and I appreciate you being here.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Happy holidays, everyone.
You
got it. All right, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. That's what we're doing, talking about life and how life happens to all of us. Our next guest is David Zaslav, and we're going to be talking about thinking, negative thinking in recovery. We want to change that to positive thinking in recovery, but we're going to talk a little bit with him. And, of course, I'm Kim. I'm here with Rod and Tom, and our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. I know it's the day after Christmas, and it's a perfect time to really look at your life. And if you need help in any way possible, let me try to find you some of our great contacts that we can share with you. And, of course, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. I'd love to throw something out there. How about, let's see, Lazy Dog Cafe. I've got a gift certificate for that. And call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission-accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. I was just showing all my grandchildren. I'm so blessed. I can't tell you. I've got three now. I've got twins and another little boy. And oh my gosh, I love them. I'm telling you, it's so much fun. So anyways, you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life here in recovery. And of course, I'm Kim. I'm here with Rod. Thank you so much, Rod, for being in the studio again. And of course, Tom. And thank you, Tom, for all the stuff you do for us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And again, I just want to say, you know, our phone number here is 419-0008 419-0008. That's 805. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a story or any kind of recovery that you've gone through that you want to share on our show, I'd love to hear that from you, because I really believe, and Rod, you could probably agree with me, is when you share your stories, it's really helping somebody else.
You also empower yourself to also hear yourself talk and hear yourself talk about things that were private and personal and, you know, nobody was supposed to know. And now you openly share them and, you know, you're free from them.
Free. Oh, so you feel like it frees you up. Wow, that's great. Yeah. And anyways, we'd love to hear from you. So again, you know, call us or email us. Call us at 805-419-0008 or email us at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. I do want to give out some tickets to the Holiday Ice Rink at the Lakes in Thousand Oaks. And I've got a pair of tickets right now. Call in at 805-419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. Our next guest, David Zasloff, and we're talking about negative thinking and recovery, comedy, music, and meditation. And obviously, David, that probably helps you, right, through your journey?
That's been, you know, comedy is a, oh, hello, nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too. How are you?
I'm very excited to be talking to you. I've been thinking about it a lot, and, you know, as a comedian, I started thinking about negative thinking when I was 6 months sober. People told me I was ashamed of myself, and it never really occurred to me that that's what it was. And then I started thinking about it, and I read a lot of books on it, and then I realized I didn't know I had negative thinking until I had a positive thought.
I like that. That's great. Ashamed of myself. You know, I wonder if people, I never really heard it put like that. You know, I mean, because stuff happens to all of us. We all have our journeys. We all have our downfalls, I guess you would say. But why do we have to be ashamed of ourselves, you know?
Because we're taught that.
Yes. No, there's no question. You know, it's like back in the school, you know, you're in school and the teacher goes, "How, you know, Rod, how could you do that?" Right? And you're like, I'm only 6 years old. I didn't know that I wasn't supposed to sit up straight in my chair. We do learn.
I think I had negative thinking when I was a fetus.
Yeah.
What's the difference between negative thinking and shame-based thinking?
Like I say to my audience, negative thinking runs in my family. My blood is B negative.
Oh, that's cool. He didn't
so I was wondering, David, what's the difference between negative thinking and shame-based thinking?
I think it's very much the same. Now, you know, the terms are shame-based, negative thinking, self-loathing. Whenever mm-hmm. you think you're not good, whenever I think I'm not good enough, or I'm doomed, mm-hmm. or I'm going to die, or my wife hates me, or I hate her because she hates me, or I hate my kid. Oh, by the way, I heard you talking about your grandchildren. My daughter's 2 years old, my first kid.
Thank you. Yeah, you're and now that's your daughter?
That's my daughter. It's a miracle.
The
miracle of recovery is me at my age to have a kid.
That's great. You're
at
blessed.
Our age.
Yeah, no, I know. You have how old's your daughter?
I have a 10 and a half year old and I'm 51.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm 71. My daughter's 2. Oh my
God. Wow, that's
me. It's me and Abraham.
I love it. I love it. So now, so, okay, tell us a little bit about your journey through recovery.
Well, I started out as a musician and a comedian, and then I started using drugs when some really intense emotional things hit me that I could not comprehend. I didn't know how to deal with them, and I didn't know about recovery. I didn't know about AA or NA or CA or any of those things. I didn't know about recovery homes or rehabs. And I just started doing a lot of drugs, and I was a musician. You know, I'm also a musician. So, in that day, cocaine was a very hip thing to do. I didn't know better, so I just kind of got stuck in that really heavy drug usage for 10 or 11 years.
Mm. Wow.
But now, you know, that's I haven't had a drink in 40 years. I have 15 years clean and sober. And
wow, that's great.
The music is better than ever. The gigs are better than ever. I tour for Narcotics Anonymous. I do a lot of conventions.
Oh, that's totally cool. I never heard of Narcotics. Have you?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, basically, Narcotics Anonymous, basically you're doing a is it a jazz tour or a blues tour?
No, I'm the NA has conventions in Canada and the United States, uh-huh. and actually all over the world, but where the language is predominantly English.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to Toronto in a couple of weeks, then I go to Texas, and then I'm doing Bakersfield this year. These are all NA conventions around the country, and most of them have an hour comedy show.
That's
Saturday
right.
night at 10 o'clock.
That's right.
And it's killer. There's a lot of great comics on this. You could call it a circuit.
Wow, I love that. I mean, you know what? We do need laughter in our life. My dad used to always say, if you can laugh about it, you can get through it.
That's right.
You know?
I have a very famous saying, if you can get them to laugh, they're listening, you can tell them anything.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good, too. Yeah. Now, Rod, tell him what you do.
I'm an interventionist, and I have been for about 28 years. But the reason I like what you said, David, is I'm predominantly a Narcotics Anonymous, you know, guy. I'm a junkie. You know, I can't
but
hide.
But I didn't hear what you said.
I'm predominantly, I'm an interventionist,
oh,
and I have
cool.
been for about 28 years,
right.
and I am also a predominant member of Narcotics Anonymous, and therefore, you know, for people like me, you know, need Narcotics Anonymous on a weekly basis. And I love the fact that you tour and do the NA circuit. I think that's amazing. I think that's awesome.
It's the you know, when I came into recovery, it never occurred to me that this would be a career.
Wow. That's great.
Never. And AA has some comedy in their at their conventions, but mm-hmm. they don't pay as much.
I love it. Now, talk to us about how does meditation play in a role in your recovery? And you know what? Can you stay with us because we need to take a really quick break? And when we come back, all right, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the Brighter Side of Recovery, right now. And talking about laughter, I've got some tickets to Laugh Out Loud, and we've got comedy night January 6th over at the Westlake Village Twin with Jason Love, Randy Lubas, and Clinton Jackson, and it all starts at 7:30. I'd love to get tickets in somebody's hand right now. Call us at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And when we come back, we'll be talking, with David Zaslav and about comedy and how to change that negative thinking into positive thinking. So with that, stay with us. You'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com and check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to remind you of our 6 to 8 show, where we talk about the brighter side of life. And, of course, you've tuned in to the brighter side of recovery. And I'm Kim. I'm here with Rod and Tom. We're talking with David Zasloff right now, comedy, music, meditation, and negative thinking in recovery. And is most of your jokes, David, about recovery and just really kind of making light of it?
No, I have a lot of recovery jokes because it's really important, but I cover evolution, abortion, euthanasia, money, meditation. I have a book called The Complete Book of Everything, Part 1.
Oh, I love that. Did you send that to me?
I didn't.
Could you?
Of course. I'd like to send you a whole package of stuff.
I would love that. I would love to have you back on because this is so great. This is, you know, I always think that there is those rose-colored glasses, but trust me, I mean, I know when people are, you know, in recovery or addiction and they're going through it, it doesn't look like there's any rosy side to any part of it. And as parents, as families, all the other people that go through all of this, and yet we gotta just trust in God. And you know, I don't really talk about religion on my show, but we really have to have faith that our loved ones can get through this.
I invented my own religion.
What is it?
Zen Judaism.
I love it. I love it. That's
the main belief is we believe everything is sacred and everything is marketable.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I love that. That's beautiful. So, you know what, and it is true, because when you're going through a really hard time, if you don't have anybody that believes in you,
right?
I mean, you do interventions, Rod.
Right.
How hard is that? You know, we have to just keep telling our children, our loved ones, even though it kills us and we've got, you know, knives going through us, like, I believe in you, you know, okay, right. Like they ruined another car. Okay, I believe in you. When is it time to, you know, when do they really hear it?
I think it happens when, you know what, when you know, I've never had somebody call me up and say, hey, can you call my parents up or my wife and say I need an intervention? It's never happened in 28 years. The family always hits bottom before the addict or alcoholic does, you know. And you know, I got to tell you, I saw you, David, before at a convention. I can't remember which one it was. And I thought, I was just telling Kim that you're hilarious, you know. And I like your style, by the way.
Thank you.
I like your style.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, that's totally cool. Now, you know, how did you become a jazz comic?
Well, I'm a jazz guy. I mean, I blow jazz. I've been playing jazz for a lot of years. I grew up in New York City, and I went to the High School of Music and Art. So jazz is in my bones, and jazz and comedy are very close. A lot of improvisation, a lot of very quick stuff, quick-witted, and when, you know, words are the same as music, it's just a different language.
I love that. Yeah, I love that.
You know, I had to learn words, because when I first started comedy, I didn't know how to talk to people. I was just an isolated junkie. And learning how to communicate with people has been the hardest thing I've ever done.
Okay, that is really hard for a lot of people to learn to communicate. How did you learn?
I think I cried a lot.
That's cool.
I think I had a tremendous desire to connect with people that's ingrained in my soul. And when I first started hitting meetings, because I really couldn't communicate before meetings, I didn't know anything about it. And in meetings, and I knew I wanted to be not normal, but I wanted to at least be able to communicate my oddity. So other people could understand, because everybody's just as odd or crazy as I am.
Well, and okay, so you have a new CD out, right?
Say it again?
You have a new CD?
Yeah.
I like that. And it's called I'm Not Who You Think You Are?
I'm Not Who You Think You Are, yeah.
I mean, what a great, you know, and I think none of us are we?
No.
Well, I'm not who you think you are. I know that.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, sometimes it's like I just always want to say I kind of, you know, want to put my personality on my arm and just be who I am and be. But a lot of times that hurts you. People don't accept you for it. You know, it's like, oh, I didn't realize that you had that going on in your life, or I didn't know you did that, or
right.
So in recovery, a lot of times we tell people everything and it changes. It's like they call it, like, you know, telling our war stories, correct?
Right.
Yeah, but I've said some of the most horrible things I've ever thought in my life, and I've learned a lot of my thoughts are not me.
Oh,
I like that.
Yeah.
There was some stuff going around in my head that was really killing me. And I was scared of it because it was in my head and me. And then once I got it out of my mouth, I had the guts to say it in front of people at a meeting, and it was ridiculous.
But that's interesting.
It usually made everybody laugh.
Right. But that's interesting. So our thoughts aren't always really what we're thinking. Does that make sense?
I didn't hear that. Someone's calling it. Say it again.
Oh, our thoughts are not always really who we are. You know what I mean? We think these crazy thoughts, right? And sometimes we say them. I mean, you know, there's been things that I, you know, my husband said to me, and I'm like, what? You know, and then I could base him on that, or I could go, that was a crazy thought, you know?
Yeah, just let it go.
Yeah.
How long were you clean, David, when you had that moment?
Oh, good
Which
question.
Which moment was that?
Well, no, when you opened
had
your mouth up
crazy
in a meeting.
Thoughts.
Yeah, those crazy thoughts.
Oh, in the beginning, I said this weird. I was out of my mind, like most junkies are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these crazy thoughts in my head, and I had to learn. And I went to therapy. I'm still in therapy. I'm 15 years clean. I still go to 3, 4, 5 meetings a week.
Wow. And
you know,
do
just to clear my head, just to be in front of with a group of people who are trying to get clean. And when I say clean, I really mean straighten out their thinking, because the drugs are not the problem. It's really the thinking that's the problem.
Wow.
And the thinking leads to, oh, I got to have a drug. Or the drug erases the negative thought.
Ah.
But it doesn't last for long.
Right.
Because, you know, meditation is the cure for meditation is the cure for not doing drugs. What could I substitute negative thinking? Well, meditate.
Okay, so let's talk about that, David. Meditate. How do you meditate? Because a lot of people have that monkey mind.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Well, here comes the joke.
Yeah.
I have my own form of meditation. It's called transcendental hesitation.
I love it.
Anyhow, you know, the meditation that I had, I used to run meetings, 11-step meetings, where we would just sit and meditate with each other, you know, 30 people in the room, and everybody talked about meditation.
Wow.
It's just a chance to let the brain relax.
Oh, I like that.
You know, just relax the brain. There's an old old folk song. Lead Belly had a song called Relax Your Mind. Relax your mind. It'll make you live a great long time. You
wow.
can only just relax your mind.
I love that. Relax your mind.
Yeah. That's what. And then let the thoughts come in.
Yeah.
You know, there are thoughts I have that I can't think. My best jokes, I've never thought of them. They plop into my head.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting when I'm trying to force myself to think of something.
Right.
I feel so much pressure.
Yep.
When I just kind of let it roll off my tongue, it just happens.
Yep. The whole art of comedy is being able to be in front of people and not be so nervous that you think you have to prove something or search for approval. It's just being able to relax so you can really be your funny self.
Wow. David, where do we find out more about you?
On the phone.
Well, we are at
the website.
Tell us your website, because we are at the end of our show. I'm so glad that you've been here. Please send me a package of all your stuff. I'd love to share it with all of our listeners.
I'm going
to
send you some I can send you some MP3s also.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I appreciate that.
I'm at www.davidzasloff.com.
Thank you so much for sharing your journey with us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. Share my show with all of your friends. And, you know, I hope that we're just getting people to talk about their journey here and help people through their journey.
I really appreciate being able to talk to you.
Thank you so much. And I look forward to talking to you again.
Sounds good. I look forward to that, too.
All right. Take care, Rod Espedito, thank you so much for being here.
Espedito.
I'm going to change your name, Espedito. And Tom Spence, thank you so much again. I think this was a great show. We talked about some really great stuff here. If you are listening and you're thinking, God, I want to call in, but I'm a little nervous. I don't want to share this with anybody. You know, call. It's totally confidential. I will set you in the right places. I will give you the right people and contacts that can help you. Our phone number here again is 805-419-0008. Listen to our podcast on iTunes/Kim Pagano Show. Like our Facebook. Follow us on our website, kimpaganoshow.com. And of course, I'm going to end our show with a moment of happiness. Faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. Have a really great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.